Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. Psalm 102 and 13 says, "Thou wilt arise and have mercy on Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come." Beloved, I believe as the darkness increases upon the earth, we as the body of Christ are going to experience God's blessings and favor, and we're going to be that city set upon a hill, a light that cannot be put out, because of all that Jesus has done for us. Through the Lord's work, we are being changed from day to day, from glory to glory, into the fullness of His stature. One day, sooner than we know, we will be changed, hallelujah, in that glorious moment of His return, where we will be perfected into His image. And even now, He's working to bring you and I into a place of a pure and a holy walk, of being uplifted into a place of victory and blessing that He has already prepared for us that love and obey Him. "Now I know that the Lord saves His anointed," David said. "He will answer him from His holy heaven with the saving strength of His right hand." That's Psalm 20 and 6. I can feel the Spirit of the Lord upon this broadcast wanting to minister to you. Beloved, I believe that as you lift your heart unto the Lord in faith, God is going to minister to you. He's going to refresh you with the power of His anointing. And as I was waiting on the Lord for what to share with you on this broadcast, He quickened a passage in the Word of God, and that's Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16. Jeremiah had great joy in God's word. And in that passage of scripture, he declared, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord of hosts." Beloved, God's Word is the hope and inspiration of our lives. It's the rock of assurance which uplifts us, encourages us, and sustains us in every kind of situation. I've been praying for you. I pray every day for my spiritual family, for the radio listening audience, and I'm asking God that your every need be supplied, that your every heart's cry be heard, that your joy would overflow, that He would truly restore to you and to all of us the joy of our salvation. And the Holy Spirit just witnesses to my heart very strongly right now that His words will be as living bread to you, that you shall eat and you shall be satisfied. His words shall produce that joy and rejoicing in your heart that the word of the Lord did for Jeremiah. Praise God. That's something to get excited about, beloved, that He loves us so much. And in our walk with the Lord as His children, beloved, there's a flowing of the river of God, the flowing of His presence in us and through us, which will bring new strength and joy. And as we rise in the power of the Holy Spirit to walk with Him, we are made conscious of the flow of his resurrection life in the beauty of its cleansing and healing power. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead dwells within our mortal body. And I believe the Lord is preparing us for an impartation of his power, which will open to us new strength, new faith, new anointing to allow us to experience an outpouring of his divine life where like we never experienced before. Beloved, I don't care what your need is today. God is sufficient. He's more than sufficient. No matter how dark your path might seem right now, in the midst of bewildering and perplexing situations, his lovely presence will bring that light that will dispel every bit of darkness and lead you into the liberty which sets his people free. God has been revealing to me the abundance of his work for each one of us, that we need to realize as his children that we have the God of all ability in us right now. The God of all love is at work within each one of us at this moment. John said, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God." Perhaps you haven't felt fully who you are in Christ, what great potential there is in having Jesus as Lord of our lives. But, beloved, I'm praying that you will be spiritually hungry for more of God, for more of his love, for more of his power, for more of his strength. And I just want to encourage you to expect a mighty moving of God in your life. That's God's heart's desire for us. And I feel the Lord wants to minister, and I'm just going to allow him to do that to you. My beloved, I would say to you this day, don't be anxious concerning tomorrow. My mercy is open to you. You need never fear as to whether or not I will be faithful to you. I've never failed you in the past. Why should I fail you now? My beloved, you are important to me. I love you with an everlasting love. My hand shall be upon you. My energy and my strength shall be available to you. All you need to do is ask me. You shall be a partaker of my joy. My peace shall strengthen your thoughts. My love shall be your constant portion. If you will hear and believe, you shall be comforted and strengthened. It is my will for you to know words of joy. Peace and power shall be your portion as you receive them to your heart, as you hold them in your heart and use them against Satan's wiles, against his deceptions in times of battle, testing, and trial. Beloved, I love you, and I desire to give you the desires of your heart. As the wind blows from off the oceans of the water and caresses the shoreline, so shall the breath of my presence be as a wind of great comfort, even as a cool, refreshing wind from the heat of battle. When I speak in your behalf, all heaven shall rejoice. My ears are open to your cry, beloved. My heart is touched by your needs. Therefore, beloved, praise me for the goodness that I have purposed to do for you. Praise me for new understanding of the way that I move and work, for I desire to show you great and wondrous things in the times ahead. Even now, be strengthened, be refreshed, be comforted, says the Lord. I will not consider what you do in my name a small thing. As it is written in my word, he that meditates in my word day and night shall be as a tree planted by rivers of living water, and all that he does in my name shall prosper and shall be established. Beloved, I take no pleasure in sickness, in destruction, and in sorrow. It is my desire to break the chains that have held my people bound in so many areas of their lives. I am a shield unto my people round about. I am the lifter of their heads. So, beloved, trust in me. Give ear to my words. I have listened to your cry. I come to comfort and sustain. There shall be great joy in the victories I give. I have given you spiritual weapons to resist the enemy. Blessed are the people who make the Lord their trust. I desire to hear your praises, so praise me, beloved. They are a sweet fragrance to me. I hear your prayers. Behold, I am doing a new thing, and you shall be part of it. Praise the name of the Lord. I just thank the Lord for his ministry to you. You know, I spend sometimes days just teaching and ministering the word of the Lord, but there's a time to just wait in God's presence to experience his love in a personal way for each one of us. And I've sensed that the Lord just wants to minister to your heart. So as you're able, just open your heart to the Lord and receive that which you have need of. He's spoken in a powerful and precious way to us. But we have to respond in faith. You know, those that will hear the word of the Lord, it says, believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. To trust in the Lord with all of our hearts, we shall be established. As we meditate on the word of the Lord, as we receive his promises, as his will for our lives, that his will needs to be accomplished on this earth as it is in heaven, and it is done in and through our lives. That's where it starts. And there is a time coming, beloved, when his will be acknowledged by all those who live upon the face of the earth. When Jesus comes back as a victorious, overcoming king, all the nations of the world shall worship him, and the knowledge of the Lord shall fill all the earth as waters cover the sea. Beloved, God is faithful to do what he said he will do. And our position is to receive, to appropriate, and to praise him for the victory. Beloved, I praise that you will receive from the hand of God and you will be strengthened to press on. Don't give up. If you failed, get up, dust yourself off, and go on in the strength of the Lord, for he holds your right hand. Amen and amen. God bless you. It's been a privilege to minister to you this week through this broadcast today, and I invite you to share your prayer needs. In a moment, the announcer will give our contact information. I invite you to write. You don't have to go into great detail. After many decades of correspondence ministry, I know how to read between the lines, praise God, and the Lord speaks to my heart. So God bless you. Thank you for joining me today, and until next time, I love you. Thank you for joining me, and this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,